Howdy.
Howdy.
As usual, I'll make a couple comments and then take questions. Really excited about how our players performed in terms of effort. It was, in my opinion, it was incredible. I've never seen a group play any harder. And they did some tremendous things, played well enough to win. The three takeaways were big. Obviously, there's some negatives that we got to do better as a, and I got to do better as a coach, and that's getting off the field on third down, and that's obvious. And I know you probably got questions, and I'll answer them for you. You know, it started really bad in the third quarter. We take the ball down as an offense. We turn it over down on the 5-yard line. We got them pinned back right where we need them. They can't run it. Gain zero on first down. Threw an incompletion, and on third down, they converted. And, you know, as a defense, you can't let that happen. You got to maintain field position. We go into the next series. They try to run it on first down. They can't run it. They tried to run it on second down. They can't run it. And then we let them, again, convert. Now, you got to give Arkansas some credit. They get good players. They coach, too. But, again, that's, you know, you got to keep the ball pinned down. It's a field position game. So we go into the third series of the drive, and they try to run it. They can't run it. They throw an incompletion. It's third and long again, and we get an interference call. That's nine plays that we've already played when we should have been off the field. And they got a little momentum. We misfit a run. They move the ball down the field. They get it down to the 2-yard line. And of that drive, we play 16, 17, 18th, and the 19th play of the drive. And that was what was incredible, was the way those kids played those four downs. I mean, it was big in the ball game. It was as big as it gets. And they denied them the end zone. And I'm as proud of that as I can be. We got to get some things better on third down. That's obviously. And again, that's on me. That's on me. And if you want to know, we had a good mix. We had a good mix. You know, we're a pressure team. We're not going to back away from that. We're going to be that. We got to be able to cover one-on-one. We got to be able to do those things. But the pressure has to get home. And certainly, you know, you have to give Arkansas some credit. They did a great job protecting the quarterback. But we kept coming. And really, as we kept coming, it was a big factor in the game, obviously, with the sack that Day-Day got later on in the game. But I will assure you that we will be better. We've been great on third down up until this game. We will be better on third down this week. There's no question about that. With that, I'll start taking questions.
On the right side, Gabe.
Chief, can you take us just real specifically, especially the guys at DT, and what they're proving to you right now, especially after Saturday?
Well, you know, I think it's across the board because it all matters. But certainly, you know, gap integrity was as good as it's been. We had two misfits in the game. One of them, they ripped us for about 45 yards. We didn't adjust to emotion and fit the gap the way we needed to. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Arkansas because they, you know, they're a well-coached football team. But you know, we got a chance to knock that play in the dirt because we got the numbers in our favor. You know, but it tells me that our guys, number one, they're buying into what we're asking them to do. And number two, you know, they want to be a great defense, and they're working to be that. We're not a great defense right now. But I tell you this, I don't think anybody's playing with any more effort and any more intensity than our guys are. We got some things that we got to shore up. We got to get them better this week, and they understand that. They understand that, and we understand it as coaches. But I was particularly proud of the whole front. But when you start talking about all the gap integrity, that includes linebackers. It also includes safeties as much as we support with our safeties. So, you know, I think everybody did a really good job playing the run. Like I said, you take away one play, and they're well under 100 yards.
Right up front on the right, Sam.
When you think about where this defense was when you first got here, first couple of practices in the spring, from a strength, from a physicality standpoint, how far have they come at the line of scrimmage?
You know, it's hard. It's really hard to describe. And, you know, we knew that. And back in that first spring, we started going to the weight room after spring practice. every practice we went to the weight room. And, you know, they didn't have any choice, you know, and that's what we needed to do. And Coach Jackson has done a great job of continuing to, you know, physicality-wise, to make us look more like an SEC defense.
Left side front, Zach.
Coach, your assessment of the secondary play against Arkansas?
Well, you know, I think they did a good job. You know, it's, you know, we got, like I said, you know, we got to tighten up some things here and there. But again, you know, when we look at it and we're not getting to the quarterback and we're leaving them out there, you know, one on one, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, if quarterback gets enough time, they can make plays. So when you start looking at it, you know, and you try to assess, you know, the secondary, I think they've played well. But it's, if we're going to be a pressure team, we got to get home. It's the whole defense. It's just not those guys back there. And like I said, you know, we played some zone. You know, we mixed it up. You know, I'm not hard-headed, and I said early in the season that we got to get to the point to where we can play zone. And doggone it, we got things covered, and all of a sudden, you know, a linebacker sees something in front of him. He decides to bite on the bait in front of him, and they throw it right where he left. If he stays there, then, you know, we're off the field. You know, those are the things, and let me assure you, that's coaching. That's on me. So I think our secondary has done an excellent job, particularly our safeties, you know. But, you know, I don't have any problems with where they are. If we're going to be a pressure defense, then we got to get home. We got to make plays with our pressure.
In the middle on the right side, Ben.
You know, Coach, with everything that's gone on at LSU since Sunday, have you talked to Les at all?
No, I haven't. I hope to before long. I have a lot of respect for Coach Miles. He's a great football coach, great man. And, you know, it's kind of like it is what it is. And, you know, I hate to, you know, a guy that's won a national championship, won two SEC championships, you know, I think you could do it different, but that's not my call.
You know, it seems like you saw the writing on the wall a long time ago. Was it still kind of hard to see it when you saw the news break Sunday?
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, you know, it wasn't easy. I mean, it wasn't difficult to figure as much.
Here in the aisle, Olin, and then we'll go to the back.
Hey, John, you said that not a great defense now. How close, in your estimation, do you think it is to becoming what you would consider a great defense? And if you could be specific on maybe some of the areas where you feel like you'll have to get better to attain that.
Well, like I said, we're not far away. I mean, you know, we've played really, really, really good. You know, obviously, you know, you take away the third down situations. And again, you know, I take responsibility for that. Like I said, we're playing with good enough effort, and there's some areas that we, you know, and that we need to be a little bit more disciplined in, and that's just coaching. That's coaching, you know, fundamentals of playing the passing game isn't any different than playing the run game. You know, you got to fit, particularly when you're in zone coverage. Now, when you're in man-to-man, you know, it's pretty easy. You got to cowboy up. You got to get it done, you know. But you got to also rely on the pressure and make sure that ball's coming out quick. So, you know, tying those things are to get, you know, together are what we got to do. And again, you know, people will scheme you up, you know, in terms of, you know, the routes you're going to get. They got man beaters. That's what they get paid to do. And they look at us and they say, hey, we got to be able to beat man to man. You know, we got to do that, you know. So, you know, then you got to be able to play some zone, or you got to be able to match it up from different angles to where you can do that. So it's getting the timing of some of those things down a little bit. And, you know, we're capable of doing it, you know. And like I said, when I say we're not a great defense, you know, and I don't want anybody to take that out of context, okay, because we are playing with great effort. And right now we are a very good defense. But there's another step or two that we can take, and we're going to keep pushing. And our players want to do that. I mean, they understand that. You know, you win a game by 21 points, you know. And listen, happy about that. I'm happy about that. But you don't like giving up the kind of yardage that we gave up in the passing game. And, you know, again, you know, when you say, well, we gave up all that passing game, let's pick on the DB. No, it's 11 guys. Just like we talk about the safeties involved in the run game, it's 11 guys. And if we decide to bring five or six, We got to, you know, we got to get there. And it may be because of the design of the blitz and you know, versus the protection that we're getting, you know. So, you know, I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job of that. And let me tell you this. This group of young men will respond to what we ask them to do, you know. And from that standpoint, you know, do I think we can get to be a great defense? Absolutely.
Got time for a couple more. Standing in the back, Darrell.
Coach, can you talk about South Carolina and how you think they may be trying to attack your defense Saturday?
Well, you know, you're looking at a new staff that's, you know, there for the first year. You know, Coach Muschamp has done a great job, put together a great staff. And, you know, they're a zone read team. And, you know, they like to get the quarterback involved and certainly, you know, like to make you play the field. And, you know, I think we'll see a good bit of that. I think we'll see a good bit of, you know, the boot waggle game and, you know, a little bit of play action. And, you know, that's what you expect. I don't think they're going to change that much from their first four games. Just, you know, just as when they look at us, you know, they know they're going to get a bunch of man-to-man. They're going to get a little zone sprinkled in. So, but they're a good football team. I think they've decided to go with their true freshman at quarterback, who's a very talented young man. I think he was number two dual threat quarterback in the country last year. They had him there for spring practice. So he's been there as long as, you know, any players under Coach Muschamp. So I think they're going to feature a lot of things or tie a lot of things to what they want to do with him. So another game that we're going to be tested because they got a big physical offensive line. You know, they got a couple running backs that can run the football. Got a freshman that's a you know, really, you know, doing a great job for a freshman running back, and they got some skill outside. So, you know, they're going to spread it out. They're going to throw it around, and they're going to run the zone read stuff, and they're going to let the quarterback keep it a little more than we've seen probably.